The Offside Rule. We get it. Sue Smith's WSL Roundup. Brought to you by Continental Tyres.
Hi everyone. Here's my weekly update of women's football. I thought this week I may have been telling you which team has actually been crowned champions. But no, everything is still to play for. The league this year, it's been so competitive, so exciting, and this is going to continue till the final weekend. I think we knew that this was going to happen at the start of the season. Chelsea do remain in pole position, though, after beating the already relegated Everton 5-2. Sounds like quite an easy game, but it wasn't. It was actually 2-2 at one point in the game. But then the league leaders, Chelsea, showed their class, and Rach Williams and Eniola Aluko both scoring two, and then Hannah Blundell adding the fifth. So with one game left, Chelsea, you would think, are probably favourites to win it. However, don't rule out Birmingham. They beat Man City 2-1. Karen Carney, again showing her class with a brace, kept their title hopes alive. And then third place Liverpool, they're still in with a chance of lifting the trophy. They drew with Arsenal 3-3, which again sounded like a fantastic game. Arsenal probably thought they'd won the game, but no, Liverpool on the 93rd minute, Gemma Davidson popped up with the goods, equalised, keeping Liverpool's hopes alive. So next weekend, we will know who's going to be crowned champions. Chelsea have to play Man City, Birmingham play Notts County, and Liverpool play Bristol. I wouldn't like to say who's going to be crowned the champion of WSL 1, so I'm just going to do my usual and sit on the fence and just enjoy the last games. Okay, that's all for now. See you all again next week.
Listen to the Offside Rule We Get It on Audioboo, iTunes, and via our website, offsiderulepodcast.com.